Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, good afternoon. Another lovely afternoon at Old New Orleans. I'm Scoot on the air. Kind of old, too, but not compared to the city. I love to be an example for how you can get older, but you don't have to act your age. I mean, in any way, shape, or form, you don't have to act your age if you don't want to. So it's really up to you. And, you know, when you're a kid, what do parents always tell you? Hey, son, act your age. Well, you know, you get to a point in your life where, guess what? I don't have to. So, I love that. And, yeah, I mean, I've been in this business a long time, so obviously I'm older than I used to be. But, you know, loving life, have a great life, love spending the afternoons with you guys. So yesterday, I talked about this in some videos that I did after the show. I posted a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. And if you haven't joined me there yet, I would love for you to be exposed to some of the stuff on Substack. It's cool. And just download the Substack app and then search Scoot on the Air. And I would love for you to join me and subscribe. And then you'll get all the stuff that we send. And please comment on what I post. So I posted a video there also on Scoot on the Air Instagram and Scoot on the Air Facebook. Here's another comment, and this is concerning the topic of Australia becoming the first country in the world to ban social media for anyone under 16 years old. Here is a comment from Charnel, and it says, I agree with the ban. Too many parents don't want a parent and fall to the pressure of, but mom, so-and-so has it. I see 13 and 14-year-olds on TikTok, and the parents think that their child doesn't have an account. Social media, as well as video games, are not what they used to be. They are continuous. No more pausing capabilities. It's constant stimulation and scrolling. I recently read on a parent page that high school kids are on TikTok in class, and the teachers can't control it, so they throw their hands up in the air and teach to those who want to learn. It's just too difficult to regulate. Charnel, I appreciate the comment. A lot of bad stuff happens on social media. A lot of good stuff happens on social media. So, you know, it's not all bad. So do we throw out the bad? Do we throw out the good because of the bad? I don't think so. I can't help it. I said this in the videos. I can't help but think that some of this, maybe a lot of it, is parents who either don't want to parent or don't know how to parent. So the big things that are talked about when it comes to the negative impact of social media on young people are addiction, body image issues, depression, bullying, sexual exploitation, and mental health issues in general for teenagers. You know, teenagers have always had these issues. Teenagers have had body image issues for a long time. I remember when I was younger, and for so long, there was criticism of Barbie, because Barbie had this body, the proportions of which were just almost impossible, that like people would not have that. And Barbie was this ideal model. And you know, kids had Barbie dolls. So this idea, you know, it's almost like, you know, every new generation, there's a new trend. There's a new trend about what to be concerned about. Body image issues have been a problem for a long time. Kids have been made fun of who are overweight for a long time. I mean, for years and years. I mean, going back to when I was a kid, which is a long time ago. You know, depression, that's an issue. Other mental health issues. I mean, I had obsessive compulsive disorder. Now, when I was young, nobody knew what that was. My parents knew something was wrong with me. They didn't know what it was. They even took me to a psychiatrist twice. The psychiatrist said, I can't find anything wrong with him, because back then they didn't even know about this. I mean, it's amazing to think that, but they didn't even know about this kind of stuff. So I suffered alone. I didn't have anything to blame it on. So with addiction and let's talk about bullying. There is bullying in the workplace. If you don't learn to deal with bullying when you're young, when are you going to learn to deal with bullying? I've told this story before. My son went to a private prep school. The name doesn't matter. He went to a private prep school. My son was into grunge. My son showed up at school. There were no uniforms. You could wear what you wanted. My son showed up at school and he had the, you know, the plaid zippered grunge pants with the suspenders hanging down, wore Doc Martens. And, you know, my son was not the biggest kid. And people made fun of him. And I started talking to him when he was young about being bullied. And today he is so damn confident with who he is. And he doesn't let anybody bully. He doesn't give a damn what anybody says about him. And so even though I comment on some of the things that people say about me, I don't let it hurt me. I could care less. I mean, I do care, because it's a good sign if people are saying bad, ugly things about you. It means you're doing something right in this business. That's just the nature of this business. If people are doing that kind of stuff, you're not very popular. So I take that as a, you know, a positive sign. But I bring those things up because it just says a lot about Americans. It says a lot about the thinking of people. So it's not that, you know, I'm hurt. It's that I want to bring up the mentality of a lot of people in America, because those people are out there, and some of you deal with those kind of people. So when it comes to bullying, there's bullying in the workplace when you get to be an adult, and you have to learn that what somebody else says about you says nothing about who you are. And kids need to learn that at an early stage. And if they're starting to get this on social media, and look, I realize that it is exaggerated on social media. I get that. But for any kid to pay attention to what is being said about them to the point where it leads them to suicide is almost unexplainable. You know, when did kids start to believe other kids? Yeah, I mean, if your child is bullied, you know, go to the school and deal with it. And the school needs to deal with that too. I mean, from a physical standpoint, the school needs to deal with that. But a lot of bullying comes in the form of words. And it's really hard to regulate that. It's hard to stop it. It's not physical. It's emotional. And it's going to happen to a lot of kids. And you have to prepare your kids to deal with that. My granddaughter is short for her age. Very proportional, short for her age. She is beautiful. She's, you know, growing, and you know, maybe she'll catch up and be the height of everybody else. But right now, she is a little shorter than her friends. Again, she's got a great, you know, she's got great proportions. But, you know, the message to her is, you know, you don't have to be anything other than who you are. And what other people say about you, what other people think of you, has nothing to do with who you are. Where are these parenting skills? Where are the parents when it comes to these issues? Now, would a ban, do you think a ban on social media for anybody under 16 would be effective? Would it work? I mean, what do you think? Some of you have kids. Some of you have teenagers. Some of you have teenage grandkids or preteen grandkids. Are you concerned about what they see on social media? If you want to join us with a comment, and do you think it should be banned? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. As I mentioned, Australia has done this. Denmark and Malaysia are considering it. And there's always been talk about doing this in the United States. But then there's the, you know, talk about freedom of speech. There is the conversation about, you know, what does it look like? Who's doing it? Are the Democrats doing it? Are the Republicans doing it? And, you know, sadly, if the Republicans do it, the Democrats hate it. If the Democrats do it, the Republicans hate it. And so I don't know how we come together on this. You know, it should be about the kids, but in the country that we live in today, it's not about the kids. It's about the politics. And I think that's just, I think that's sad. I mean, you know, maybe parents, I mean, why can't parents, maybe parents should ban their, but you know, I got to say this though, you know, if every kid in the neighborhood has it, there's going to be pressure on your kid if your kid doesn't have social media stuff. And you don't want to add stigmas to children. So I'm very ambivalent about this ban. I don't know that it's going to solve the problems it's supposed to solve. And what I fear is that when the ban goes through, you know, people throw their arms up in the air and say, okay, well, we took care of that problem. No, you haven't taken care of the problem. I don't think a ban of social media for everybody under 16 is going to solve things. If a 15-year-old kid wants to get pot, a 15-year-old kid can get pot. There are 15-year-old kids smoking pot all over the place. In this city and across the country, there are kids smoking pot. Well, where do they get it? I mean, you can't buy it legally here, but they get it. What's going to stop an 18-year-old who has access to social media or a 17-year-old from showing stuff to somebody who's under 16? In other words, if somebody wants to get a hold of liquor at 15, they're going to get a hold of liquor. They're going to get a hold of cigarettes. They're going to get a hold of pot. They're going to get a hold of what they want to get a hold of. So the ban on those things don't prevent kids from getting a hold of that. So is a ban on social media going to really help? I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I don't care if there's some way to try to control people under 16 from getting a hold of certain things. I mean, you know, age restriction stuff is really crucial and really important, and we should pay attention to that and do everything we can in that arena. But just when it comes to banning something, I just don't know that banning it is going to solve the problem.
Real quickly, Scoot, I have to agree with you. I don't even think it's going to solve the problem. I believe that it might make the situation worse because I know what it's like to be a rebellious teen. And once you ban something, the curiosity starts to spark. So it's going to be like, wait, why can't I access this? Why can't I have that? And that's going to make the teens try harder to access. Yeah. It's kind of like when I was growing up, they had the magazines behind the counter at the gas station. We weren't allowed to go buy them. So we had to come up with little ways. Like, why can't we see that magazine? Why is that magazine behind the counter? And why is it not on this side? So it starts to spark that curiosity, and it actually would get them, it would incline them to try more to get access to the things because they're denied it.
Because some of those magazines like have full exposure of a carburetor.
Right, exactly.
You know, like those Motor Trend magazines. I mean, they'll just show you the whole transmission totally exposed.
Yeah, but you get into like cigarettes, alcohol. You try to ban something, it just sparks the curiosity and that gives them that incentive to want to be rebellious and try to get it.
I mean, I wish there were parents who would ban their kids from listening to this show. Because it would, you know, you are not to listen to Scoot on the air. You are not to listen to Scoot Show. I would love for that to happen because it would cause a younger audience to start listening. So anyway, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I don't think a ban is going to solve the problem. Therefore, the negative aspect of this is the ban makes people feel like they've solved the problem when they haven't really solved the problem. And a lot of this comes down to parents not wanting to be or not feeling like they have the time to actually be parents. If you're a parent, you've got to find the time to be a parent. Let's go to Gregory in Metairie. Hello, Gregory.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Scoot. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey, listen, those photos of you with Donny Osmond, you look great. You still did. I mean,
I think it's a terrible picture of me, but anyway, I posted it because it was a good picture of Donny.
I've seen you over the years. I met you back in the day, and you don't always remember me, but I run into you in grocery stores. I ran into you at Lakeview Harbor. I run into you at your 50th anniversary. Well, I went there on purpose for that one.
Yeah, I remember. No, I remember meeting you.
Of course. Well, you still look great, kid. Keep it up.
I'm trying. I'm working on it. I got some expensive, skin lotion that I use.
I know
that's not going to help my image, but I'm honest about it.
Well, listen, do you have any ideas for me? Because I'm getting up there too now.
Look, let me tell you, moisturize. I'm telling you, it works. I have moisturized my entire life.
Moisturize.
Get some lotion.
I shower every morning.
Get some lotion and also use it on your face. All right, Gregory, I appreciate the call. If you've got a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So, yeah, if you want to comment on this, please, if you've got kids or grandkids that are preteens or teens and you have concerns about them, what do you think about the ban? You know, let me know. I don't think the ban is going to do what it's supposed to do. And I'm afraid that people are going to feel like, well, we banned it. We've done something about the problem when they haven't. And I think the real issue is people not being parents. And I know it's hard, especially if you work. It's hard to take time to be a parent, but you don't have a choice. You have to be a parent. I mean, that is imperative. All right, we're going to come back with more. I'm Scoot on the Air, loving this time of year and the music that goes with it.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2016, Bob Dylan accepted the Nobel Prize in Literature, and he said he was shocked. Here's a quote from Bob Dylan. "If someone had ever told me I had the slightest chance of winning the Nobel Prize, I would have thought that I would have had the same odds of standing on the moon." He said, "I was out on the road when I received this surprising news, and it took me more than a few minutes to properly process it." Bob Dylan was indeed a poet, and he received the Nobel Prize in Literature. And that was such a cool thing because, you know, the parents of the baby boomers generation, the establishment at the time, I mean, they thought nothing of Bob Dylan and the Beatles. They thought they were just all, you know, just like amateurs, and they would never amount to anything. And so for somebody from that era being awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature was really a very, very extraordinary thing. And it was a reminder that my generation was right about these performers. They were good. They had depth. There was something to them. And they were not as shallow and insignificant as my parents' generation thought they were. All right, we've got a lot to get to. If you're on hold, stay with us. We've got some text to come up with in just a moment, but let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. Last night was the opening night of President Trump's affordability tour, and he's sure he knows his audience because he was playing the hits.
We have to start campaigning, sir. I said, I won. What do I have to do already? They said, we have to win the midterms, and you're the guy that's going to take us over the midterm.
At a rally in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, President Trump blamed Democrats for any current economic woes.
They gave you high prices. They gave you the highest inflation in history. And we're bringing those prices down rapidly. Lower prices, bigger paychecks.
Adding,
you know, they always have a hoax. The new word is affordability.
Donald Trump had the nerve to call it a hoax.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
This guy just regularly lies to the American people. The same person who ran on affordability last year.
I'm Ben Thomas.
All right, the president told Politico yesterday that he gives himself high marks on the economy.
Not I wonder surprised. What grade you would give
A plus.
Economy. A plus.
Yeah, A plus, 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 plus.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president is living in a fantasy world of his own creation.
But Americans can see their bills. They have to pay them every week. And they know he's the one driving these costs up. Trump, this isn't a messaging problem. It's a kitchen table reality.
With the Catahoula crunch fully underway in Louisiana, immigration activists want you to understand how these sweeps will affect the economy, how they will affect stores and restaurants, because they're going to be closing. Absenteeism is big in schools, too.
People are afraid to go to school. People are afraid to go to work. And children are going to school in fear that their parents are not going to come back. We've seen how the absences have been affecting every part of the community. People, supermarkets, people at the bus corner, things like that. And it's just affecting all of us. I want to see their community support. I want to see people helping kids carpool to school. I want to see that it not just be something that is impacting you when you care, but you help your neighbor, because if it impacts one of us, it impacts all of us.
Well, it's very hard to deny that there are way, way too many people taken in these raids that should not be taken. And we'll learn more about that as time goes on. I want to share this text with you. Let's see. Oh, I just jumped around. We get a lot of text on this show. Let me see if I can find this text. Oh, here it is. I have a daughter. This is about Australia and the social media ban for anybody under 16. And should this happen in America? I have a daughter who is 9 and a son who is 14. I'm 44. They are way smarter on these devices than me. I tried shielding them from social media, but they always find a way around it. And so that's exactly my point. That's why you need to parent your kids, and you need to understand what they're going to see on social media, and you need to prepare them to deal with what they see. I mean, they're even going to see pornography. Now, honestly, you know, I'd have to think about how I would deal with that with a teenager. I'd have to think about that. And, you know, I don't have that in my life right now. But, you know, parents have got to figure out a way to talk to their kids. I mean, that's your job. And when it comes to bullying, as I have said, and other things that they're exposed to on social media, you know, the things that they're exposed to on social media, that's the real world. Those people are real people who are putting that on social media. And so you've got to prepare them to deal with that, whether they see it on social media or see it in the real world. Coleman, do you have any text you want to add to this?
Yeah, this text says, I 100% support the social media ban for 16 years or younger. Actually, social media should be banned altogether.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can tell you firsthand, there are a hell of a lot of people on social media who, based on some of the comments I get, I don't think they should be allowed on social media.
This text says, social media has done more harm to the society than drugs. I don't know.
No, social media does a lot of good things, too. You know, it can be a great benefit. It depends on what you do with it and how you interpret it. But, you know, people have been bullied in schoolyards forever. So what is social media? It's just an expansion of the schoolyard. It's still bullying. And so instead of blaming it on the vehicle by which people are bullied, just blame it on the bullies and teach your kids to deal with the bullies. Again, especially when it's not physical, when it's just emotional. And I mean, your teenagers should not believe one damn thing anybody says to them negatively about who they are. They shouldn't believe it. And I mean, this should be a daily conversation in homes where there are preteens and teens.
I remember when I was in high school before the social media came out, and when there was an issue with a bully, it was more difficult in person because you knew you had to go to school the next day and see the bully. But from what I understand about social media, you have the option to block people, right? So
yeah.
You can, if a child was being bullied, they felt like, you know, they can't take this or they don't want to hear negative comments about whatever, they have the option to say, okay, this person is blocked. Whereas when you're being bullied in person and your mom's like, no, you have to go to school because I don't want to go to jail for truancy, you had to confront the bully at some point or another. So yeah. I don't know how that dynamic changes from online to an actual bully physically at your school.
And then let's remember there are a lot of keyboard cowards. There are people out there who are saying stuff on social media that they wouldn't say to your face because they're cowards. And even if they say it to your face, I mean, we've just got to. It's so. I don't think it's that difficult to challenge preteens and teenagers to not listen to a damn thing anybody else says about them. Man, nobody else defines who you are. You are you, and you follow who you are, and you believe in yourself, and you have confidence. And if people are bullying you, if people are saying negative things about you, it could be that they're jealous of you. Take it as a compliment. There are so many people who follow me. I don't know why they follow me. They're infatuated with me. They've got SDS, Scoot Derangement Syndrome, and they're suffering. And they can't help but expose themselves to me. They can't help but comment. I find that fascinating. I mean, why? Because it makes them feel better,
I guess. Did you say these people expose themselves?
Well, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean in that way. But I mean, some of them act like they've got a man crush on me or something. You know, it's just weird. But I'm serious. Scoot Derangement Syndrome, SDS, is a very real thing. And I see it every day on social media. And some of you who follow me on social media, Scoot on the Air, Facebook, Instagram, and Substack, you read some of the comments. You see it's there. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1953, the first issue of Playboy magazine is published. And Marilyn Monroe was on the cover. You know, I saw the first issue. You know, Marilyn Monroe was, based on today's standards, Marilyn Monroe was basically a plus-size woman. And that being curvy was very popular back then. I don't remember if, I think she might have showed boobies, but you know.
I'll do the research during the commercial break.
Research on that. See if they showed boobies in the magazine. I mean, was she just on the cover or was she in the magazine? But for years and years, Playboy magazine, you know, only showed breast. And then they started to show south of the equator. And that was a big, you know, shocking thing. And then, of course, you had Penthouse, and they were giving you the OBGYN view of everything. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
On WWL. Music from the greatest holiday movie ever, Love Actually, which I haven't seen yet, but I am destined to see it at least twice before Christmas, and that is the legendary Billy Mack, Christmas is All Around. Love that guy. Remember, kids, take it from your Uncle Billy. Don't pay for drugs. Become a rock star, and they give them to you for free. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon here on WWL. Let's go to Pandora. Pandora, you're on WWL.
Yeah, hi, Scoot.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you I'm still listening to the program every day.
I appreciate that.
And I wanted to wish, I just have a vocal cord problem, and my voice can go at any time, and I sound like Robert Kennedy.
Oh, well, that might
so
be interesting.
I haven't been calling in, but many people are pleased because I keep my mouth shut and learn, and I love your new program. I want, you know, the new format where you don't have to listen to 25 minutes of mean people before you call in, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's amazing, you know?
I like it.
I wanted to wish the three of you Thank you, Coleman, Ian, and you have a very merry, happy holiday.
Thank you, and the same to you, Pandora. And I hope you call before Christmas so we can wish you happy holidays and merry Christmas again.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for your show, and thank you for being you.
Well, Pandora,
and I just want to let you know I was still listening every day.
Thank you.
I don't call in anymore.
I do the show for you. I don't do the show for the critics. I do the show for you. The critics can have their opinions. That's fine. But I mean, if I don't have critics, if that's not going on, I'm not successful. I've been in this business a long time, and I know that that comes with the territory. And if you don't have that, it means you're not successful. But there's no reason.
There's good critics, and if for a while they were just really mean critics.
Well, and that's, you know, there's no need to deal with that. There's no need to expose the audience to the meanness of people. So just decided to put that aside, and you know that'll all take care of itself over time. We'll talk about the politics we need to talk about at important times, but other than that, we're de-emphasizing it, moving on with a lot of other stuff. Pandora, your phone call warms my heart, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you warm my heart. That's why I'm calling.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Have a wonderful holiday, all of y'all.
Take care of your voice. I mentioned this earlier. The Indianapolis Colts have signed, I'm sure you've heard this, 44-year-old grandfather, Philip Rivers. They're hoping that he might help them, you know, get to the playoffs because their quarterback, Daniel Jones, went down. I think he broke a bone in his leg. I saw the replay of that play, and you could tell how frustrated he is. And I mean, the Colts are just on the threshold of, you know, of being there, and they could very well be there. But I mean, is Philip Rivers the guy who's going to do it? I mean, he's got to still be in shape, right? I mean, or you couldn't go in and do that. I mean, you know, getting hit at 28 years old and getting hit at 44, there's a big, big difference there. And I don't know if we've had a quarterback in the NFL who's actually been a grandfather until now. All right, QB to QB is today. It's the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, going QB to QB with Drew Brees to awesome quarterbacks, and you'll hear it this afternoon during Sports Talk at 4:35. So hang on for that, and there will be a lot to talk about. We're not going to get to it today. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about Notre Dame whining about not being invited to the college football playoffs. And, you know, Notre Dame has, you know, kind of been arrogant in that they remain independent. They don't want to be part of a conference. As a result of that, though, they were shunned from the playoffs. They're not in the playoffs, and Tulane and James Madison are. Now, some people will argue that, well, it would be better for Notre Dame to be there than Tulane or James Madison, but that's not the rules by which they play. So Notre Dame chose to be an independent, and they're feeling the effects of that right now. And now they're saying they're not going to go to any bowl game because they didn't get invited to the playoffs. Maybe we'll talk about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment today, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, I was on the air doing music radio in the morning in 1976. And so there's this relatively new band coming out of the UK called Queen. And, you know, I'm looking at the lead singer and I'm going, Queen, are these guys all gay? Well, no, they're not all gay. Queen, I don't know, maybe it's related to Her Royal Majesty in the UK. Kind of a cool name for a band, but it doesn't mean they're all gay. This is the day in 1976 they've released their fifth album, A Day at the Races. And very much like their previous album, A Night at the Opera, it was named after a Marx Brothers movie. A Night at the Opera was a Marx Brothers movie. So was A Day at the Races. And here's one of the songs that I remember playing from that album on this day in 1976. President Trump announces his end of 2025 U.S. affordability tour. You'll hear the president's favorite cliches like, it's Biden's fault, and it's the most beautiful thing anybody has ever seen. It's President Trump like you've never seen him before, with new hand gestures and new dance moves. And the president is bringing back some of your favorites like, I won the 2020 election, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a traitor, and everyone's favorite, Confetti. 46% of the American people believe this is the worst economy they've ever seen. Here's the president saying, it's a Democrat hoax. It's President Trump's end of 2025 affordability tour. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster locations if you can afford them. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1967, Otis Redding was killed at the age of 26. His personal aircraft, a Beechcraft, crashed into a lake near Madison, Wisconsin. Members of his band also died. The only person to live was a trumpet player. 1 month after he was killed in that plane crash, this song was released. and became a number one hit, but he didn't live to actually see that happen. Hey, I just got a text that Daniel Jones, apparently there was an early report about a broken bone in his leg, but it was his Achilles tendon that snapped. And man, I just hear that's such a common injury in basketball and football that it takes just a long time for that to heal. And when that happens, you're not going to go on the field anytime too soon. All right, we still have a lot to talk about, a lot to get to this afternoon, so stay with us. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're going to come back with a lot more. If you want to join us, the Open Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.